an interesting one. I'm sure many of us use all sorts of companies online when it comes to ordering. Right now we are thinking about one in particular, Amazon, which I know probably a lot of people today use. First of all, Mark, I mean, why are we thinking about its CEO?
Right, thanks, Vicky. I just spotted this week that Jeff Bezos is thinking about his philanthropic activity. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's interesting. He tweeted, which is an unusual way of thinking about philanthropy, easy to say. He said, I'm thinking I want much of my philanthropic activity to be helping people in the here and now, short term, at the intersection of urgent need and lasting impact. Yeah, it's an interesting view. I don't know whether I would take to tweeting about it to actually find out what I should be doing with my billions. Not that I have them at the moment.
It's fair to say he's got a lot of response on Twitter, hasn't he? Yes. All sorts of suggestions, all sorts of people coming forward with ideas. Quite a lot around education, human rights, those kind of aspects as well. I mean, just thinking firstly, I guess, about that idea of short term and long term. He's saying he wants to focus on the short term, and yet the reality is, whatever walk of life you're from, whether it's in business or a charity or your own family life, so much involves long-term planning.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? I think the whole idea of long-term has changed in terms of, you know, it's short, it seems shorter. And obviously technology changes so quickly. But I think, you know, there are, you see things and you want to try and fix them. And I can understand that point of view. But it's sometimes better to kind of sit back and think about a strategy that will work into the long term. I'm always reminded that, you know, you can always give somebody a fish, but it's actually better to teach them how to fish, give them a fishing rod, and so that they can sustain their own life. And that's very much, you know, where we would come from and on a humanitarian level. There's not a short-term fix to some of the things that he's thinking about.
Responsibility when it comes to finance. It's interesting, isn't it? Because I guess, depending on our background, we all have different perspectives and experiences of that. What about a biblical perspective on that?
As far as wealth and money, that kind of thing, I've always taken the view it's whatever has your heart has you. And we you know, I don't think God is against us having things, but he's saying, don't let them have you. Make me Lord of your life. I'm always reminded that the rich young ruler, the reason he was disappointed is because his trust was in the things he had. And when Jesus said, give them up, then he was, you know, he was sad. But other people like Zacchaeus, you know, they were willing to give away everything. So that wasn't the issue. The lordship is the issue. Who is Lord of your life? How will you steward the things that God gives you?
It's interesting, again, he focuses on money because, well, a lot of people have actually other resources, time, energy, passion to deliver. And it's not something we often talk about.
No. And I think that's the thing to think about is what is in your hands? What is in your hands to serve God with? It may be time, it may be skills, it may be experience. And we can't place a value necessarily on those. Others do have the responsibility of having large amounts of money. And, you know, we should pray for them because, you know, it's difficult to make those decisions. They need people around them who will give them wise counsel. So I think, you know, with great wealth comes great responsibility. And I'm glad he's thinking about, you know, giving away money. But I think he needs good people around him to give him good advice. And there isn't a short-term fix to some of these things. But often you want to feel good in the short term, don't you?
Yeah, and I guess as well, it kind of elevates the giver's voice over maybe other voices within society which aren't being heard, which isn't always the best thing either.
Yes, often it's the money, it's the people with the money that seem to have the power. Yeah, unfortunately that's true.
And you were speaking there about wisdom in counselling as well and how we should be praying for those who have to make wise decisions. I guess we've been hearing in the news again this morning about the government and especially police resources, but I know across perhaps other public sectors as well. Again, it's a responsibility that we have that we should be praying for the right decisions to be made.
Absolutely. I mean, Paul urges us to pray for those who govern us. It's easy sometimes to criticise. I'm not sure I'd really want the job the leadership have right at the moment. They don't seem to be able to get it right, you know, in the sense of the public's eye. But we do need to pray for them because wisdom and discernment in these days, a calm and steady hand, they're difficult decisions. There's a finite pot of money. But we do want to support them, at least in praying for them and saying, you know, God, give them wisdom as they lead us. Yeah.
I guess at the end of the day, social media, like he's using it, a great way for conversation and feedback. You were telling me a little bit off air about when people come back from mission trips and the importance of actually conversation and processing what they've been through and experienced.
Absolutely. It's very much a core value of ours that we debrief everybody who's been on a short-term trip or is just returning each year or at the end of their term as a field worker. It's so important to process things. Often we don't know what's going on with our own mind and how to sort it out. Sometimes it's just a really challenging trip, but actually there's some gold in there that just needs to be dug out and looked at and reflected upon. So it's really important that people understand that God works through the challenges as well as through the smoothness or however it goes. He can use that to teach you. Most people encounter God, you know, in some way, difficult or easy. So it's important to draw that out and help them to make the next step.
If anyone is perhaps listening, thinking about mission, you mentioned some of the challenges there. So going into it with their eyes open, what perhaps how should they be prepared, if you like?
We often talk to people about what it's like living cross-culturally. So, you know, training's important, some kind of level of induction that says these are the kinds of things that you can expect. You know, sometimes you can deal with things just because somebody said, oh, that might happen. It's about normalizing the things that happen and not blowing them out of all proportion when you're there. Some things just happen. But if you're prepared in some way, then you can react in a good way. So prior preparation is so important, and we would always do that, whether it's short term or long term, that we make sure that people are ready to go on the trip that they're going on.
And just remind us of your website if people want to check out more about the projects.
Yeah, sure. So that's www.awm-pioneers.org.